Hello, everybody. This is Ron Amatron from the Creation Lightship, and we're here again to do some more healings with everyone. And these healings will be instantaneous, so you just want to hang in there and sit back and relax. You may feel energies moving inside of your body. You might feel tingles or warmth. So we're going to do just a little quick introduction to the Lightship. It comes here once every 2,000 years to help this planet and the people on it to do the ascension along with the whole universe. So our main concern is just the population here and the Earth itself doing the ascension process. And so the show is dedicated to having everybody have their spirit more integrated inside of their body so they can do the ascension if you choose to do that. Remember, it's your choice, and you must be in your body with your spirit for the ascension to occur. The energy of mind will no longer exist during the ascension process. And so this mind energy is what we think with. And all of our predetermined judgments are also in the mind. And the light only works in the now and does not work with judgment. So this is why the mind is no longer going to be with us at the ascension time. So that should kind of connect some dots for you if you checked out Ascension and did a lot of book reading, or maybe you learned different skills and teachings. Just know that these will not work for you whatsoever, because it's all mind energy, not heart energy. And the heart already knows how to do the Ascension. So there's nothing for you to prepare as long as you're with your spirit for the Ascension process. So what we're going to do first is some entity clearing here. And this is what people like to have done first normally, so again, this will take probably about a minute. We're going to work with your legs first. So, looks like we've got some activity on Fast Chat here with implant removals. We'll see what happens today here. The show goes by very quickly. And we're just taking away entities. These are emotional bodies of people who passed on. And they're with us because they need our physical body to have the energy to live. And this is the reason why they attach to us. So they can be connected to your body, maybe to the outside of you, and that isn't really that bad compared to having the entities come into you, into your awakening consciousness, and then you have their thoughts, and that's where it's really bad. So ready to have your legs be reintegrated with your spirit. So remember, you have to clear your spirit first, heal it. And here we go. I'll count to 10 as you come more into your body now, and your spirit will be coming into your legs. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And I'm counting slow so you can probably feel the energy work more for you now. If I do it fast, some people say they can't feel it. So here we go. Again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And one more time. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. I'll let you just take note of this for just a minute here. I'll put some music on. And kind of feel your legs, see how they feel. It'll take about a minute just to examine your body here. working with your middle part of your body from the hips up to your shoulder. So we're doing some more releasing of entities. And I'll just put the music on slowly here a little bit, a low level. So here we go. Doing some releasing. And again, you might actually feel your body changing energies. You feel some warmth and tingles happening. Maybe some pains that you may have had are releasing now as the entities are releasing from you. Entities can bring you their physical pain, and it could be like a phantom pain to you that comes and goes, not knowing where it comes from. And then all of a sudden when the entity leaves you, it can leave too. So right now we're collecting more of your spirit and healing your spirit that would be bringing your spirit back into you. Be about 20 more seconds here. You might feel the energies around you changing. Okay, here you come in more. So this is going to be your spirit reuniting with your body from above the waist to the shoulder. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And just again, do a scan of your body right now and just see how you feel. Your neck and to the top of your head, and then we'll do your shoulders after this here. So doing some entity releases. There we go. And this one's working pretty nice for most of you right now. It's much quicker than the other healings here. So okay, we're going to heal your spirit now as it comes to you. Okay, how are you feeling, Sylvia?
Feeling very good, thank you. And it's interesting that you mentioned that the head area was faster and easier. And I was wondering if that has to do, you know, you've mentioned to us in the past that the spirit really doesn't like to come into the lower extremities so much because it's denser energy there. So I was wondering if that then makes it easier for the entities to reside in that area of our body.
Oh, yes, I'm sure that could be definitely true. You know, this could be why people have leg problems quite often, you know, or bad circulation. I don't know if there's a tie-in with that, you know, with diabetes or not in the legs and stuff and feet, but I would imagine it could probably, you know, be an indication of that too. So we're going to now go to some more of your spirit energy coming into you right now. And here we come. So we'll count to 10 again. So again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And bringing more of you now into your neck and your head area. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 7, 8, 9, and 10. And one more time. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Let's have you do a little mental note here of it again. And just sit back and relax. And just kind of tune in to see how this healing is working for you. You should start to feel, you know, just more presence of you in your body right now. And just check for aches and pains, how your body's feeling. Same process. So we're going to go down your arms here and release some entities. So from your shoulders on down. And they've been released right now from you. And now we're going to bring back more of your spirit into your arms, into your fingers, into the palm of your hands. So here you come. Again, we have to clear your spirit first. Of all of its densities that it's accumulated from judgment, from the emotional body that was imprinted onto it. So here we go. As you come in, we'll count again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And one more time, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. We'll put some music on again and just kind of, you know, sample your energies now, see how you feel. Maybe you want to move your arms around, maybe you want to stand up and kind of twist and bend over a little bit. Now we'll do a chakra alignment. So we'll go to your heart center first of all. And here we go. Heart chakra. Going to reposition that on your body. Wonderful. Throat chakra. Feels good. And third eye. Needs a little help with some of you right now. There we go. And power chakra below the heart. Good. Okay. And second chakra. That's your creativity. Wonderful. And first chakra. Good. Okay, now we're going to do an opening now. So here we go. Heart chakra. And I'll use the word spin to open it up. So heart chakra. Spin, 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 spin. Open. And going up to your throat chakra. Spin, 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 open. Third eye. Spin, 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 open. Power chakra. Spin, 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 open. And second chakra. Spin, 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 open. I need to go back to the power chakra. Somebody has theirs reversed here, so to move that around a little bit. There we go. Power chakra. Spin, spin, open. Second chakra. Spin, 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 open. First chakra, spin, 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 open. Wonderful. Okay, how do you feel so far, Sylvia?
Oh, it feels just really great. Everything feels open and in the right place, and the energy is flowing, so that's wonderful. I hope everyone's enjoying that greatly. I will mention, Ron, that we did have a request earlier on the fast chat for releasing of entities that do not like to drink water. So I don't know if you can do anything that specific, but that was a request.
Okay, well, let's try that here. So,
all right.
So release those entities now. So if you have that concern, there we go. It's coming in. Taking out entities that don't like to drink water. Maybe they like to drink coffee instead, or maybe a soft drink or something. So we'll just get rid of those entities here. And like I said, entities bring you addiction. So until you get rid of the addiction or the entity itself, the addiction can never leave you because the entity is always coming to you and wanting something. Since it controls your body, when it's in you, then it's very difficult to have an addiction released from you. Until you get rid of the cause, which would be the entities. So there we go. Some are leaving now, bringing back your spirit or spirit fragments into your body now, into this location. There we go. Perfect. Okay. Now we're going to do our mind into our heart drop. So, again, we have to command the energy. So I'll count from 10 to 1 backwards. Think of your awakening consciousness, your thoughts, maybe your ego self being in your forehead, we'll say, in your mind, in your brain, whatever word seems to work for you there. And it's going to come down now into your heart center. So it'll be like dropping, going down different floors of an elevator. So here we go. 10, going down, 8, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Coming down again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And one more time, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Okay, Sylvia, back to you.
Okay, well, since it's Monday, I'll just take a minute and tell everyone what we're going to talk about and focus on this week on each of the four shows, so you can mark your calendars and be there for each one if you like. And today we are actually going to devote the program to the divine water beings and water healing modalities from the creation lightship. For those of you that have been with us and have gone to the lightship, you know that there are just many wonderful, wonderful light being doctors who work through the medium of water, such as the dolphins, which are a favorite, beautiful whales, golden whales, mermaids, wonderful sea turtles, all kinds of different water beings that are light being doctors on the lightship. And there's other healing modalities as well, like the beautiful waterfalls, the amethyst waterfalls, sometimes raindrops that are like silver, liquid light energy, raindrops that actually fall down and cleanse your aura and that type of thing. So we're going to bring in some of those and experience those beautiful energies. And also we will do a water activation. Ron will have the light being activated on your monitor screen, and we'll activate one glass of drinking water for each person. That'll have special light codes in it just for you for whatever it is that your body needs right now today. So if you have a minute, just run and get a glass of water, like an 8-ounce glass is fine for each person listening, and then we'll do that water activation for you in just a little bit. And on Wednesday, I'm very excited because we're going to talk about the gemstones and crystals and various minerals on the lightship that are conscious beings as well. And I don't think we've ever done the gemstones before on the radio program, so that's very exciting. So Ron will be bringing in the energy, the healing energy of various gemstones, various crystals, gold, silver, and that type of thing. And then on Friday we'll be healing with light and color and oxygen. There are many types of oxygen on the Creation Light Ship, and we'll be bringing in some of those, and also various wonderful colors for color therapy and light and that kind of thing. So we'll also be talking about what it means to turn your physical body into a light body and the spiritual work that each person who wants to go through the ascension needs to do to prepare for that. So that'll be a very wonderful show. And lastly, on Saturday, this is also a first for the radio program, and it's going to be very wonderful. Ron will be bringing in some of the divine sound and music healers from the light ship, like the angels that that sing to us, birds that sing, tuning forks, music of the music of the spheres, and so forth. And so that'll be very exciting and fun, and we'll also get a chance to go to the light ship that evening for additional healing. So that's what we have in store for you, and I guess I'll turn it back over to you, Ron. Maybe this will be a great time to activate the light being and activate our glass of water.
Sure. So everybody, if you're new to the program, just scroll down on Creation Light Ship Healing, click on it, and scroll down about maybe an inch and a half on your scroll bar on the right side, and underneath the blinking flower there, you're going to see a light beam, and just kind of watch her now. We're going to bring in her energy, and she's going to help us to do the water activation for you. Remember, the light ship only works heart-to-heart energy. It does not work with your mind, because the light does not work with mind energy whatsoever. There's no such thing as the mind of God on the light ship like they teach down here. That's just the mind control energy by the Galactic Federation that they brought to us to sidestep us, track us from understanding our own spirituality. So there's a lot of misnomers out there on creation energy, how it works, and also how it's actually being used. So it's unfortunate that it's not brought forth more in truth. But we're going to bring in this light beam right now. And the light only works in the now. If you remember that, then you have 90% of the information that you need. And anything outside of the now is strictly mind control energy, which is not from the light. The light does not create mind. So once you understand that fully, then you're going to understand how come we're trapped here in the mind control energies of thought, thought control, mind control. Programming, etc. So just watch the light beam now. She's activating it. Her own picture here. And you may feel this heart-to-heart connection happening to you. Her face on my monitor is changing now. She's kind of lifting off, becoming more three-dimensional. And you may see her eyes change a little bit here as they emit more white light. And she's about ready, so I'd like everybody to take their glass of water and just put it in front of you and put one hand on each side of it. And now she's going to start to activate it. So you probably feel her energy going from herself to your heart, and this energy now will move down your shoulders, arms, into your palm of your hands and your fingers. So you may feel this energy may be pulsating, it might be buzzing in your hands, but you will probably feel something. A lot of people, even if you know, they don't really have a psychic ability, will actually feel their body change a little bit. And one thing is that you can feel your hands probably getting warmer. So this is going to take probably about 15 more seconds. And for myself, I have a lot more saliva right now for some reason. So my whole body's being activated. Maybe you're having the same experience that I am right now. So they are working with water. And this water is just for you. It'll have special light codes in the water to help you with your healing process, whatever you need to have done. And it could be basically anything. Could be a detoxification, could be giving you maybe different types of nutrients. The water might taste like vitamin C to you. Everybody has their own experience. So here we go. The water is done. So have a sip of your water. Mine is very quenching. Boy, tastes very good. How's yours, Sylvia?
Today mine is a little sweet, and it tastes really good, and it's smooth like it usually is, but it's also a little sweet.
Yeah. I have a comment on Fast Check. My cat is drinking water now, so that water probably got activated too. That's nice.
It's very interesting that you mentioned when you were getting suddenly a lot of saliva, because that was happening to me as well. So you think that they were doing an activation of the water in our bodies?
Yes, I'm sure that the energy was connecting inside of our bodies too. So
that's
probably
wonderful.
I'm sure it activated everything in our body that was liquid. And then along with that, we have a glass of water to drink too.
I'd like to hear from anybody else if they experienced that. If they could type that in on the Fast Chat, that would be great.
Okay, so I guess we could bring in, one of the animal or one of the, like the turtles or something, Sylvia, what do you think?
Yes, that would be great. Sea turtles are wonderful. Those would be great to start with.
Okay, so just sit back and relax, and we'll have the sea turtles come in to the light beam here. And just kind of watch the face. So it'll definitely change frequencies here. Here it comes. You could also, if you like, if you don't want to just look at the face of the light beam, you could go down to the light ship insignia too. That's going to be activated right now also. I have mine in front of me now. So here we go. Here comes the sea turtles. And these are conscious beings too. They're light beings right now. This is their first incarnation on the light ship. And they do wonderful healings with us when we go to the light ship. Some comments now about the water, looks like here. There we go. Here's a sea turtle. So we'll put some music on, and you can experience their healing, and they'll come down to us right now as you may feel them around you, connecting to your heart. And this is how the light ship works, heart to heart. So here we go. Okay, Sylvia, who else should we bring in?
Well, just before we bring in another one, I'd like to take a minute to mention a very special opportunity that's coming up this weekend for everyone, and that is on Saturday the 17th, and it's the special four-hour Ascension Preparation conference call that Ron does once a month. And part of what makes this 4 hours so special is the water beings that work with us and do the water activation for each person, giving them 7 gallons of activated water to use throughout the coming week for drinking and for their bath water to help facilitate their healing. And I think on one of the recent ones, it was either the weekly Wednesday conference call or one of these 4 hours, but we had one of the groups that came in for healing was polar bears. Do you remember that, Ron? I think that happened one time, and it was just wonderful energy. We've never brought them in on the radio, though, before.
Let's bring in the polar bears.
Okay, great.
Oh, they're beautiful.
And you know, maybe you can tell people about, you know, just putting their hand out and feeling the energy also.
Oh, yeah. So here comes the polar bear. So you just kind of focus on the picture in front of you. Either you have the lightship insignia or the light beam. Either one is activated right now. And here comes the polar bear. They come in groups of three. All the doctors are groups of three. And the bears are coming now. And if you wish to feel them, just put your hand down in front of you. And you're probably going to notice that your hand will stop about maybe a foot away from you. And that's where the presence of the animal would be, these beautiful polar bears. And you can actually move your hands up and down, back and forth, up to right, maybe a circular pattern, whatever seems to work for you. And you can actually feel the texture of their fur. I mean, this is very nice because it feels like I am actually touching something that's very, very soft, and I can feel different textures here of the way the fur is. So it's anyway, for me it's nice, and everybody has their own experience. So I'll put some music on here, and again ask for some healing, and here we go.
Thank you.
had a request for the whales, so I'll bring the whales in right now. So here comes the wonderful whales. They're very, very beautiful. Very, very large, and there's three of them coming in through your monitor screen right now. And for myself, I always see the frequencies change and the colors change during this process. So you may have the same effect also on your monitor screen. Plus, you actually feel the room change too. Remember, these are all heart-to-heart based energies. They're not mind energies. So as you start listening to the show more and more, this will help you get more into your heart center. And I know for a lot of people, when I've talked to them, they said, yeah, at first I was always in my mind on your show trying to analyze what you're saying, and now I'm just listening, and I'm actually hearing with my heart instead of my mind. I don't have to fear anything any longer, and I get so much more out of the show now because I do understand what's happening. And so this is might be your experience, too, is that you're able to accept by dropping your mind into your heart, the divine energy of who you actually are and the connection to all these other divine beings that are here to help us. So here comes the whales. And again, just sit back and relax as they do some healing work with you. And just request your healing right now. Remember, they only do what you ask, so if you don't ask, you don't get. That's the way the light ship works. You have to have the intent out there to have something done, because everything is moment to moment by them. You're only in the now, so you have to be in the now for your healing. Bring in one more energy here. We'll bring in the energy of the penguins. And the penguins are very, very playful. And here comes the penguins. So, again, just sit back and relax. There's three of them coming to you. And you should just love this wonderful energy. And again, ask for healing. And here comes the penguins. Thank you. have the dolphins coming to us. So here comes the dolphins. One more, and we're going to bring in the seahorses. That's what I'm seeing right now. They want to come in, so here comes the seahorses. So again, just sit back and relax and enjoy this wonderful experience here. Request your healing. Okay, Sylvia, I'll turn it back over to you.
Okay, great. Wonderful. So let's see. Another type of the water being healers that are doctors or conscious beings on the ship that we've experienced are the kinds of water itself, like the liquid light water that the dolphins and whales and so swim in, the waterfalls that cleanse the aura, and I think we've had different things like water that fell through the amethyst crystal geode, and then the water coming out was amethyst, and other waters like that. So maybe we can bring in the energy of a waterfall for each person to experience.
Okay, so we'll bring in the waterfall from the amethyst geode in the sense. Just think of amethyst crystals with water flowing through them. It's going to be caressing your body all around you. So here it comes. And again, nothing for you to do. Just sit back and relax and request your healings, because the light only works in the now. So each now is a different period in time, and it always sees you as perfect. So just keep requesting your healing. And here's the beautiful amethyst waterfall energy around you, caressing your aura. Sylvia?
It's interesting. We had a few people on the fast chat commenting that they were getting a very sweet smell in their rooms as these energies were coming in, and wondering if they had if anybody knew what that was coming from. I'm not sure what it's coming from, but I did get that also, and it's funny because my dog was going around the room that I'm in smelling as though they were looking for something, but definitely smelling a beautiful smell. So that's very interesting. Did you experience that, Ron?
Yes, I am smelling a nice fragrance in my room, too, here. Really can't put my finger on it, but it does just very soothing.
Yeah, it's wonderful. So any words of wisdom about this upcoming Saturday that you can talk to people about and let people know how they can get involved in it if they'd like to?
Yeah, if you haven't ever been on one of the four-hour lightship healings, to be honest, you owe it to yourself to get on it. It's only $60, and it will probably change your life completely, change your paradigm of consciousness. I have people who get on there and they just can't believe all that they have had, you know, as far as healings, what they felt, what they've seen. So you know, if you're interested in actually moving forward spiritually, having special light-coded water, having the light beings work with you. It's a four-hour conference call. It starts at 1 o'clock Saturday, my time in California. And you get, you know, your seven containers of water for special light codes, and it's just a wonderful experience. I recommend getting a speakerphone so you can be hands-free and just kick back and relax. And it just, I really can't say how much the light beings, you know, do for us. And, you know, they'd like the whole world to be on this, but that's not the case. But, you know, people have to move in their own belief systems and things. But this is quite a wonderful experience. And they're offering this to you. Like I said, these shows here that we have is actually produced, in a sense, by the Creation Lightship. Every show here is completely live. If you've been on it for a while, you know that the venues change a little bit off and on and different things get brought forward, and they're actually choreographing the whole situation, which is much like we do on Saturday. So just come on. We do one-hour conference calls Mondays and Fridays at 5:30 California time, and this is where we do lightship healings with everybody. So, you know, you owe it to yourself. You owe it to your spirit so your spirit can be more empowered in your body, too, to help your physical body. So, you know, definitely come online if you can. You know, it's up to you to make the choice if you choose to have more of your spirit in your body and to have these healings done for you. So that's about all that I can really say about it. And I appreciate all the people that have had healings with me. That does help, you know, keep this radio program on the air. It does cost money, and I do get some donations off and on, so thank you so much. Even $5 a show would be wonderful if you could, you know, spare that to do that. But other than that, just please, you know, kind of go into your heart center and just see what this show is basically worth to you, because we have a lot of archives that are activated. And you can have healings just by going to them, too. But you will not go to the lightship for healings because we have to be live with that. And this is a way that the lightship can get out to people, tell all your friends. And, you know, time is getting close for the ascension. And it's up to you to do the work that's needed to move your body forward. It's not an automatic thing that's going to happen to you because you think that you're maybe a really good person or you have an open heart. You have to get your spirit integrated into your body, and the densities must be released from you. I think the most beneficial thing that you probably have noticed by, if you've been with me for the last couple months, is the parallel life healing. That's moves people forward so much because you get taken out of the darkness energy, so you can be more with your spirit and your body here. So anyway, back to you, Sylvia.
Well, our time is up for tonight, so thank you, everyone, for being with us. We look forward to being with you on Wednesday, and we'll have a wonderful hour with the gemstones and crystals and minerals from the lightship. So until then, stay heart-centered, and we'll see you Wednesday. Much love to all.